USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Security Advisor in the Biden administration, Jake Sullivan, has been named as one of three in the Hillary Clinton campaign that falsified documents and created the Russia collusion hoax. That hoax by Democrats enabled mainstream media to attack President Trump for years. The president in late 2017.
When you look at the Hillary Clinton investigation, it was, I've been saying it for a long time. That was a rigged system, folks. That was a rigged system.
Hours after Canadian police removed protesters camped nearly a week near the Ambassador Bridge has reopened. The Detroit International Bridge Company said the action follows a state of emergency declared in Ontario, Canada, and an injunction granted by an Ontario judge, which took effect Friday. The convoy of trucks blocking passage were protesting mandates by the government in Canada. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.